evolutionary trees. They're full of dotted lines.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the Answers book. Okay, Ken, what do you mean by an evolutionary tree?
Well, let me give you a practical example. When evolutionists draw man's family tree, they start with some ancestor that's supposedly common to both apes and man, and then they draw lines from this ancestor that branch out to various creatures that evolved at different times. Now, at the end of one of the branches, they show that human beings finally evolved. You end up with a picture that looks sort of like the trunk of a tree with all sorts of branches leading in different directions. Now, evolutionary books are full of such evolutionary trees that look so convincing for evolution. And I've seen many such evolutionary trees over the years and copied them for my files. But in every instance so far, you know what I've found? All the branches are joined to the main stem by dotted lines. And you know what this means? It means this is how this creature was supposed to have evolved, but they don't have any transitional or in-between forms to prove it. The dotted lines mean simply they don't have the evidence. What you will see instead is that scientists find distinct kinds of animals, just as we'd expect from the book of Genesis. You see, the Bible's true.
Did God create distinct races of people? What does Genesis have to say, and what about the science of genetics? You'll be fascinated when you read Ken Ham's booklet on the origin of races. It's available free on our radio website, answersradio.com.